Blog Talk Radio.
Money, 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 money.
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 I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. The cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Being about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About them, never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. So you want my money, out is good money. Money in these chains, it fits so clean. You spitting out it, but can you flip it? Can you make it grow? I'll make the cream. Put that deposit in my wallet, so big it won't fit. I orgasm my transactions in big big. Don't get it twisted, I am a business. So put your all your money where your mouth could be. Please, M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it, all of it. M-O-N-E-Y. M-O-N-E-Y. All of it, all of it.
It'll make you do a two-step. Got my paper up when my weight is up. To me, it's better than sex. And it's for money, oh, it's for over. And it's for me, so I ain't no pushover. E is for every day of the week. Y is for yes, it's a week out of E.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Goodness, happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. I am Sammy Brooks, the host of the show, and we are live here on Dollhouse Radio. And I am so excited for today's show because we have so much amazing, fun stuff to talk about. Because I'm going to turn the webcamming show into a little something-something. And poor Miss Sage Montana has no idea, which I'm just gonna let her know. Miss Sage Montana, how you doing, sexy mama?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fabulous, fabuloso, amazing. I am doing so wonderful. I feel like I could pop a happy bubble. I'm so happy.
Woo woo.
Woo woo. How are you doing, mama?
I'm doing great. Great, great, great. Feeling good.
Good. You sound like you're in the studio, the webcam studio. What are you doing? Are you masturbating?
I wish I was. No, I hired a bunch of new girls this week, so I'm getting paperwork all put together, putting my boss hat on and taking care of business.
This is so crazy. Okay, so every week when we do this show, and I talk to you, you have more models coming into your studio. So okay, let me just ask you this, which everybody out there listening, this is webcamming with Sammy and Sage, and we, you know, we specialize in masturbation. We know all about webcamming, all right? Just telling you. But the one thing you have all these girls coming in every single week into your studio applying to become webcam models. Like, are these, like, dancers that aren't making any money, or are these just, like, you know, MILFs or young college girls? What's going on? Because you're, like, so gosh darn busy with all these cam models.
You know what? I'll go through spurts of hiring. If I feel like I need to maybe let some models go that maybe just aren't really cutting it, then I'm looking for some fresh new faces. And this week I've gotten a pretty good diverse group. I have a couple of MILFs. I actually have a granny coming in. And I have a girl from the Army. So we have a Army hottie coming in. They kind of come from everywhere. You know, Vegas is a pretty diverse place anyway. So I got two moms coming in, you know, that just are housewives that want to have a little fun. So,
okay. So I have to ask you before I like do all this other stuff we're supposed to do, like dollhouse announcements and stuff. Okay. You said granny. So,
yeah.
Okay. You're like, come on. You know, I'm nosy. I'm a nosy, a nosy girl. Okay. So you said granny. How old is she?
65.
Oh my God, girlfriend, I'm 44.
Yeah, you're not a granny.
I know, but that makes me feel old. Like,
no, she's 65 or 64.
Oh, I'm 65. I'm like,
no, she's like 20 years older than you. No, she's 60 plus.
I think even
I like
I'm
my.
In my- Go ahead.
You'll still be doing it. You'll still be a horny, hot granny on the website.
I'll probably be periscoping, but I don't think I'll be jamming at that time.
Well, you never know.
You never know.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. So has she ever done webcamming before?
Nope. She's done, like, free stuff on the internet, which... A lot of people that walk into my office when I ask them if they've ever done anything like this before, their response is usually not for money. So,
are you serious?
Yeah. Don't take those little old ladies that you think are baking cakes and are good old sweet granny. They got you fooled. Those are the horniest ones.
Oh my gosh! You know what? Oh my gosh. Do you have a full-on kitchen in your webcam studio?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my gosh. You got to do some granny cooking shows. Tell them girls to get in there and start baking some goddamn cakes and making it sexy.
I should definitely do a photo shoot with the grannies and have them
bake. Oh, my gosh. That would be so cute. Oh, my gosh. That would be, like, yes. Off the chain. Seriously, that would be so stinking cute.
It would be.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so before we get too far into the show, I'm going to have Miss Angela do her dollhouse radio announcements. So everybody stay tuned because I have something very important that's been bugging me all day, which, Sage, you know I'm never negative. But,
right.
Like, especially on social media, I never talk negative on social media. But something bugged me today. And I'm actually going to shout it out here live on Dollhouse Radio so everybody can listen to it and it can be replayed back. And you know what? I'm actually going to call the dude out. I'm going to actually give out his Twitter name so you guys can go hate because I know Sage is going to, she's going to be all right with this one. Okay? So
right.
On that note, you guys will hear in a few moments what I'm about to say, but for the moment, Miss Angela, take it away.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out all about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily on the Dollhouse Radio website or the Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_HotSugar. We are home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, if you're interested in getting your music in rotation on Dollhouse Radio, email your submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promo photo, and your music in MP3 format, or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at briandollhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Audrey Joelle, Takara Hamilton, Spliff Star, Griffith the One, Lone Star J, Feta, and Heroin. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at Dollhouse_radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Thank you, Miss Angela, for those amazing announcements with your sexy-ass gosh darn voice.
You are a sexy woman. That's our Dollhouse.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so before I get into this, I just want to say I apologize if I hurt anybody's feelings before I say what I'm going to say, because I have to let this out. I have to. It's been bugging me all day. And when something bugs me, I speak my mind, because that's how I am. Sage, are you ready? Are you there, Sage? Sage Montana?
Did you leave us? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Oh, now I can hear you. Okay. So here's the dilemma. Okay, and you're totally going to get this. Okay. So I never, when people say things on Twitter, I let it go. Or if they, you know, on Facebook or Instagram say stupid shit, it's like, okay, I can just block you, whatever. But for some reason, this thing really, really got under my skin. And I'm going to read you the tweet. Okay. I never commented on it. I was good. I did not comment on this, okay? And just so everybody out there listening in Dollhouse Radio land, yes, I am white, okay? I'm white. I'm white, German, and Italian. But that does not make me what this person tried to make me sound out to be. So let me go back to this. Oh, and by the way, his Twitter name, I said I wasn't going to say it earlier, but I'm going to just because he's an idiot. His Twitter username is @1Chris, KRISIS. So to you, Mother Trekker, you're an idiot. And this is what it says. I'd pay money to see hosts. Well, he didn't even say hosts. He said host. Like @SammyBrick69, @SexyKarenFisher, @AlanaEvans, tweet, #BlackLivesMatter once a while. Okay, this is a show about webcamming, but I'm going to, you know what, I just got to say, this mother trucker is so damn stupid, for one, because he didn't even take the time to look at my tweets or my pictures. My daughter is half black, you stupid idiot.
So, oh my goodness.
So for somebody to sit there and say to us girls, and then Alana Evans, I saw her tweet out that she said the exact same thing. She's like, my son is black. And I'm just like, okay. I'm on Dollhouse Radio.
What does it even matter? Like,
it doesn't matter. Like, why? I don't use social media to do any down talk on anything whatsoever. at all. That is one thing I have never done and I never will do. My social media is a very positive way for me to have fun and just have, like do all kinds of fun stuff. Like, does it matter what color of skin we really fucking have, Sage? Really?
Right. This is crazy.
It is crazy. Like, how are you going to say you want me to tweet something that, okay, wait, you don't even know nothing about me, for one, and you're going to throw me in the middle of a mix that you are so stupid as? And I'm looking at his tweets, and I will tell you guys, everybody out there listening, I was like, oh, so this guy thinks I'm a racist. At Chris is, okay, 1, K-R-I-S-I-S. Yes, I'm calling you out again because I can. So it was almost like he was calling me a racist, and I'm thinking, wait a second, I went through his tweets, and I'm thinking, if somebody is really being that disturbed by people not, you know, like putting out tweets like he wants them to, and I saw all the bashing he was doing towards, like, white women, I'm thinking, Mother Trucker, you're the goddamn racist. You better check yourself before you try to check me, because I will put you in your place quicker than your mom will let you out of her vagina. Just saying.
I'm looking at his tweets right now.
Just saying, you don't want to piss off the power of the Sammy, because she will come back and bite you in the balls and shove those balls so far up your gosh darn ass, you will wish that you were taking it in the ass. Just saying. So, Mr. At 1, K-R-I-S-I-S, I think you need to apologize to the sexy Sammy, because you really, truly do suck big dick. Maybe, you know what? I think we should put him on webcam with one of my amazing gay porn star friends and see how well he takes it. Ooh,
yep.
That would be amazing. Okay, I vented. I released it. I'm good.
You know what? I'm not trying to add to it. This is something that I've been really thinking about, and I'm just going to kind of put it out there because it's really sat weird in my stomach for a little while. But ever since this whole thing with all the racist stuff has come out or whatever, and everyone's like expect cam models to, you know, to put all this stuff up and all that. And me, I like try to keep politics out of it. Like, it's pussy, not politics. You know, like, that's how I like to keep my social media. I don't ever show one side or the other, because it's just irrelevant. But I never could understand why some of these guys say things like this, like to you, like he did, like trying to force you to make a comment like that. But I do a lot of racial play shows, so you're so upset that you want us to put out this Black Lives Matter, but then you come into my show and you want me to call you the N-word.
Thank
you. Do you like it or not? Like, I'm confused.
Yeah.
Like, Black Lives Matter. Maybe white lives, yellow lives, green lives, blue lives.
Yeah,
we all matter.
What you are. We all have.
Right.
Well, not all of us. Okay. Most of us have two arms and two legs, unless you're a vet or somebody who's been disabled, you know, whatever. But it's like you have, you're human. So I don't understand this whole, I don't understand this whole racist thing. I don't understand this whole Black Lives Matter. Guess what, Mother Trucker? I'm white, but I'm not, I mean, what am I? I'm German, Italian, and Indian. So what the fuck am I? I'm a goddamn, like, Heinz 57. Seriously, I'm a mixture.
you're a little mutt.
Yeah, I'm like
that's okay, you like it.
But seriously, who, why, okay, so to all, I guess what I want to say to all of you out there using social media, just shut the fuck up. Seriously.
Yeah.
Social media should be fun and lively, and, you know, if you're using social media for your work, such as cam models, that's what we do. Or porn stars, they use it for their, you know, to post their content. It's like, just let it go. And if you have an issue, and this gentleman that I'm talking about at 1KRISIS, he listens to everybody on Dollhouse Radio. Well, probably not me, and he probably doesn't listen to Alana or doesn't listen to Karen Fisher, obviously, because he put our names out there on the tweet. Dude, you really seriously need to just pull the stick or cock out of your ass and relax a little bit and realize that white women are not mean women. Just saying. Especially, I mean, here's the thing. If I was racist, why would have I taken the black dick in my porn? Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Look at the heat you took from it, too. Like, really
just
silly guys.
Throwing it out there. Just throwing it out there.
We don't care. Yeah, like, that's why I ignore that shit. When people try to get me to post any political or any of that stuff, like, my social media is strictly for camming. It's tits, ass, and pussy. Everything else is irrelevant to me on there. That's it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, if you expect more from me, well, then I'm sorry. I'm not going to give it to you. That's not what I'm... If that's what...
Uh-huh.
I'm not on Twitter enough for that shit. Like, I just like to post my goodies and move on.
Right? Well, and like with me, you know, I do a lot of, you know, I do a lot more posting on Twitter than what you do. And it's like, I always keep it so damn positive. My Twitter is fun. It's positive. It's like amazing. I think it's amazing. And if some of you guys don't, then I don't give a shit because I just think it's amazing anyway. It's like when I see stuff like that, it's like it really makes you wonder how people, because I don't backlash, you know, when it comes to social media. I will not do it only because of the fact that I'm a bigger person. But here on the radio, it's like I just wanted to throw that out there because I don't want people to think that I'm a racist person because I'm so not at all. And I know you were so not a racist person.
No. I tell people all the time, I'm half Jewish and half Italian. I can't be racist, okay? Like,
and it's like, it's just those things. Like, you see these little things and everything that's happening in the world. It's like, does everybody really have to be idiots? I mean, seriously? Come on. This is, like, the new era, and we're supposed to be living life, even though our government is crumbling and we have a horrible president. But, sorry. Sorry, we'll save that for another segment.
I'm not sorry.
I'm not sorry. Okay, good. We're on the same page. We're not one of
the best. Yes, we are.
We're so on the same page.
Yes, we are.
But it's like, all you guys out there listening, don't be posting negative shit. If you want to post negative shit, I ain't going to respond. I seriously will not respond to any negative stuff. I don't care what it is. I won't. You can tell me that you want to blow my house up or send people to kill my whole family. I'm still not going to respond. You're all fired. Oh, but you know what?
Yep.
I still never blocked the idiot.
Well, that
was nice. I didn't block him. I know. I didn't block him only because I'm like, you know what? I'm hoping he's going to listen to this show and realize how much of a moron he really, truly is. Like, I retweeted what Alana Evans had tweeted back to him, and I was like, all right, I'm good with that. If she's going to tweet it, then I'll retweet it. At least that way I don't feel like I'm being, like, negative. So, okay, I got it off my chest. All right.
All right.
Out. Now we can move on.
All right.
Okay, so on another note, how are you feeling? Because you're like into like 6 months now, aren't you?
No, I'm still in my 5th month, but I'm feeling good. I mean, I had a little bit of a cold this week, which I'm, you know, still working through it, but I'm feeling good as far as the baby is concerned, feeling him move around and, you know, all that yummy, good fun.
Okay, Well, you need to be drinking lots of Airborne and using sanitizer and stay away from all the girls. Don't let them touch anything, and you wear gloves all the time. I don't want you getting sick while you're pregnant.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. No germy wormies at all.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes. Okay, so we are going to take a quick little break. I'm going to let Miss Audrey Joelle sing her yummy little song, like that, and we will come right back, and then we will actually get into the webcamming show and take a couple calls. So all you yummy little sex monsters out there waiting in Sex Monster Land, just hold on. We're going to get right back to you right after this song by Audrey Joelle, like that. Hold on.
Is never good. Ain't nothing wrong with being bad. They just jealous of what we had. I call it misunderstood. Won't gamble on us, but you can bet I do it big like the games go from Bed-Stuy. Only need what you're giving, the rest mine. Ain't too proud to beg, that's where the left eye. All alone with a nightcap. With me on the phone, having night chat. Always on the road, but I'll be right back. To put it on you though, I know you like that.
Like that.
Everybody, we are back. I am Sammy Brooks, and I am here with my beautiful, amazing girlfriend, Miss Sage Montana. Because I did not introduce her appropriately earlier, because I just had this thing in my head. I was so frustrated earlier, so I let all those frustrations go, and now I am back in webcamming land. Sometimes you just got to kind of let the pressure go.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we've got a caller that I am going to have tune into the show right now, and I am sure we know who he is. And he starts with 561. Mr. Sweet Pea, darling, how are you?
Hello, Sunny and Sage. How are you tonight?
Fabulous.
I feel
are you?
Better.
I great, feel better. Great. Good.
How are you doing, darling?
Doing much better. I truly feel sorry that I missed last week, but I'm here calling in this week.
Yay. I know. You were, like, gone on vacation. What did you do?
I just missed out. I was confused on your schedule, Sammy. I thought you were doing something on Thursday, but it was something you were doing on Wednesday, and I mixed up the days.
Well, for Pete's sake, Sweet Pete.
I got all scatterbrained.
That's okay. I do that all the time. No worries. Love it. So, Sweet Pea, what do you think about what we were talking about a little bit ago? Because I know how you feel about webcamming. You've been giving us great, you know, perspective from the customer views on webcamming. But when it comes to social media and people being idiots, what do you think? What's your insight on that?
Well, just thank heaven for a block button on both, whatever it is, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, whatever it is. Just block these idiots completely, you know?
See, I have an issue with the block button. I don't ever hit the block button because I'm too nice. See, I would rather call somebody out here live on radio than block them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why. I just have an issue with that because I know it can be replayed over and over and over. Because I'm like, oh, did you want me to block you? Oh, wait, no, I want you to go listen to this first.
Yeah.
I think that's more entertaining, actually.
Right.
I think.
It's good to rant every now and then.
Yeah, I just don't, even, Sage, so for all the years that you've been webcamming, how many times have you actually blocked somebody?
You know what, let me see, I'm in my profile right now, what do I
know,
I got
here, right? I'll look in mine too, because I haven't in, okay, so on streaming, let me see. I don't even know. I have
79 people blocked. And sometimes I'll block someone for the day and I'll go back and like unblock them. Like a timeout.
Right.
And I kind of let it go. Yeah.
Yeah, and I only have, I think I have in 5 years, I have like 200 guys blocked. Well, assuming they're guys. Because you know how it is. Like, girls come in, they use a different name, whatever, and if they're talking crap. But I used to do that. Now, I don't even block anybody. In the last, like, 3 years, I haven't blocked anybody on my webcam only because of the fact that it's just, to me, it's silly. And I'm like, oh, well, crap, okay, they're being stupid. Well, you know, they're going to come back and, you know, be smart, I hope.
Right. You hope.
you hope. I mean, but seriously, like, there's a lot of times when we have customers that come into our cam show, and they're like, and this has happened to me. Actually, this happened to me last week. This guy came into my cam show, and I was already in a paid chat, and I'm doing my thing, whatever I'm doing. And yada, 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 going to town, and this guy comes in, and he's like, I want to see you doing this. I want to see you putting this toy in that hole and this and that. I'm like, honey, I said, I'm already, you know, doing what I'm doing with this customer or with this sex monster. I said, just give me a few minutes. I said, you just joined in. I've already got people in here. And he got pissed off and said some things. And then he sent me a message on StreamMate, and I didn't block him,
because even though he sent me some naughty words on there, I didn't block him. And he sent me a message later, and he's like, I am so sorry. I completely apologize. And he came back the next time I logged in, and he was like, whoa, that was the best cam show I've ever had. And I'm like, well, you just got to be a little patient if I'm in there with, and this goes for all girls. Every girl, and Sage, I know you can agree with this. When you go into a private session, which is open on StreamMate, when you go into a private show, it's open to anybody that wants to come in and watch it. So say I go into Sage Montana's show right now, and she's in there, and she's jamming herself, having fun, and I log in and say, I don't want that toy in your vagina. I want it in your ass. And she goes, well, hold on a second. I'm here with Jesse or James or Jesse James. Whatever. I'm here, or I'm here with Sammy and whatever. And she's like, okay, I'm going to get to that here in a second. Let me fulfill the fantasy of the person I'm with right now. And all of a sudden I say to her, oh, fuck you, you know what, I'm going to say all these things, you know, mean to you. It's like me, I won't block them at that time because I know that they're just frustrated and their cock or vagina is like, you know, cock is hard, vagina is wet. I wait for a few minutes before I really, you know what I'm saying, say, you know what I'm saying? It's like, right. You don't get mad at them right at that moment when they're typing because they're sexually frustrated. And I'm like, seriously? Oh, my God, this is so funny. I'm sitting here saying to you, like, they're typing, and I'm typing on my computer like I'm typing as a customer. But it's like one of those things, like, the customers come in, and they think that you're actually engaging right in them at that one very second, but you have somebody else that you're engaging in because they were the first ones that came into the show. And a lot of guys and girls don't realize that when you come into our chat room right at that moment, when your cock is hard or your vagina is wet, you really, really need to take, heat into your brain and realize, oh, I came in after you were already in private and didn't realize you were already doing your thing. And, okay, I will sit here, enjoy the show, have some fun, and, you know, do my thing. And then if I want to take you exclusive and do one-on-one, then I will. I mean, doesn't that happen to you, Sage, all the time? It's like, it's kind of frustrating.
Yeah, you know, that's why I know the guys don't take the time to, like, learn about the website they're signing up for, but I always try to tell my girls, like, just try to find a naughty way to let that guy know. Like, if I'm banging out my pussy and a guy comes in and he's like, oh, Sage, I really want it in your ass, and if I'm going to do anal that day, then my response is probably going to be, let me get it nice and lubricated with this pussy juice, and then I'm going to slide it up in my ass for you. You know, like, try to find another way to let them know that it's coming, baby, it's coming. You know, but yeah, sometimes they do, it does get a little frustrating as the performer. It's like, just, especially if you're really into your show and you're, like, almost at that point where you just might explode, and then they're like, no, do this. Like, well, do you want me to come, or do you just want me to, like, sit here and be a robot?
Right. And the last thing that any guy or girl that is watching our cam shows is wants us to be a robot. They do not want us to be a robot. Oh, my gosh. Because if we're robots, then it's, like, monotonous. They go into every girl's room, and it looks the same. Like, I mean, right. Who wants that? And you and me are totally on the same page when it comes to webcamming. We do our shows to where it's absolutely amazing and fun and erotic. And you just, we're just into it. And
yep. So
you guys that are listening, guys and girls, when you come into our show, and if we're really into, like, doing our show, and you're in a paid chat, and you've got multiple people in there, just watch it and enjoy it. And if you want to do a one-on-one show, then you know how to do it. You click the exclusive button and you do the one-on-one. Otherwise, dudes and girls, you're just screwed. Just saying. Just saying.
I know they just get so excited and, you know, we understand. They just want to see their girl do their favorite thing.
Exactly. I mean, there's so many
questions. Oh, sorry.
Yes. Ask away, baby doll.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I was wondering, does any of your girls do gymnastics at all for your cam shows?
You know, I do have some girls that are super, super flexible that do a lot of like the splits and different stuff like that on cam. Yes.
Well, since they roll their bodies around, would you consider them role models?
Oh my god!
You're too cute.
Dork. He's such a sweetie. You're such a dork.
Sorry.
Oh my Lanta, dork face. You gotta love him. You just gotta stink and love him.
Yes, you do.
Oh my gosh. So, Sleepy, really? 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 That one? Come on. You gotta come up with something better for me on that one.
Okay, I'll try.
Okay. So, Sleepy, honey, we love you, but I have to take another call, baby doll.
Okay, love you, and I'm always here for you.
You're awesome, baby doll. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
You too, honey. Nice. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Silly goose. Oh, my gosh. Let me guess who this might be. Is this my Johnny, baby? Hey, Johnny, darling.
Hello, girls.
Oh,
hello.
Boy. We got Johnny in the house.
Yes, I was down on the floor, and my crappy old body decided to say, hey, guess what, chunky butt? You ain't getting up out of the floor.
Oh, so that means you're not a role model?
No, I'm not a role model. I just have roles.
Oh, my Lanta.
Because I've eaten too many.
Oh, my gosh. I never even sent you my cinnamon roll recipe, did I?
I don't think you did yet. No, I don't think you did yet.
Oh, I need to send you that. What?
Me and my genius self, I realized why I hadn't been getting my emails here in a while. Had my whole iPad thing, and that's how I do all my internet, as the young kids say. So, genius here forgot to recycle or reboot up the program. So, when I did do that, I went in there, and I had over 50 emails from about 2 weeks.
Nice. Nice.
Always fun. I was like, crap. Way to go, stupid. You should have paid attention better.
So, Johnny, since you are an avid listener and you are totally into, you know, us cam girls, and you're a big supporter of cam girls. Seriously, 100%, you support all webcam models and adult stars. What is one thing that you, because I haven't asked you this before, what's advice that you could give to webcam models or something as a man you would love to see from webcam models that you haven't seen?
The one thing I can say is that all the girls should have fun with their job. Don't take it too over seriously. You know, have fun with what you're doing. Don't let negative vibes ruin what you're doing. If you have people that are giving you crap, trust me, you may have three or four that give you crap, but I can promise you, you will get at least 10 more that will support you and will constantly be there for you. Don't let anybody ruin your vibe. And I personally just want to see every girl succeed and happy. That's what makes me happy.
Right? Oh, my gosh. And Sage would totally agree with that. Completely.
Absolutely. Truth be told, I try to put off a front as that I'm a big old grizzled dinosaur and that kind of thing, but in all actuality, I'm pretty much a soft touch for every female on the planet, and that's why I can't say no to a Girl Scout when she comes to my door. Hey, Matthew, you want to buy some cookies? Yes, dear. Oh, little girl, I think you're going to win the trip to Washington this year. When I was in high school,
oh my God,
I would get hit up all the time by every girl in every little different thing that was selling something, like candy or something like that. They'd see me in the hall and then like, John, you want to buy some of this? You want to buy some of that? And about 5 minutes into it, I'm like, I can't say no. Damn it. And
oh, my God.
Show up back to the house. Why do you have 6 boxes of chocolate truffles? I have a tapeworm.
Did you say a tapeworm?
Yes. I saw one of Miss Sage's posts earlier, and oh my, she's already got that gorgeous glow, and boy oh boy, oh what a glow.
Oh my god. She is so absolutely, I will say, I just want to throw this out there right now. My girl Sage is the most amazing woman ever. And I totally am living vicariously through her right now with her pregnancy, because there's no way in hell I'm going to have a goddamn baby right now. Nope. I'm 44. Ain't going to goddamn happen. If it did happen, it would probably end up like me just buying another baby pug and I dress it up looking like a human. Yeah. No babies coming out of this vajayjay at all. But Sage, I love you, and I am so going to live vicariously through you, because I love Sage. You. And I want to, oh my gosh, I can't wait. I just want to go shopping and just like buy all kinds of stuff.
I'll be honest. She'll literally and figuratively be a hot mama.
Oh, boy. Hey, I'm telling you what. Yes, she will. Yes, she will. Okay, Johnny. Johnny, honey.
After that. Yes.
Huh? Well, we have so many other calls. We have, like, all these people waiting to call. I'll let you get to all of them.
Yes. See, it just goes to show you. You have plenty of supporters. Never doubt
that. I know, right?
the fellas love the lovely ladies, and I can't blame them, because each of the two that I presently see in my feed are quite the sizzling sight. I have to admit that. And
thank
those
you.
Posts that you released earlier, Sage, I'm sure you probably melted at least 3 or 4 guys lining in their boxer shorts.
Oh, my God, I love it. Oh, my gosh, Johnny, thank you, baby doll. You're the bestest.
Later, taters.
Later, taters. Oh, my Lanta, that was so cute. Okay, Sage, we have a 702 caller coming in. This is your area. Yeah, right? Okay, let's see here. Uh-oh. Okay. Well, let's go to who my, you know who is. I know who this one is. Hello, my darling. How are you?
Good evening, ladies. How y'all doing this evening?
We are doing fabulous.
That is very nice. Hello, Sammy. Hello, of course, Sage Montana.
Oh, we gotta love her.
Oh, most definitely, most definitely. I just wanted to say that I heard what you said. I'm so proud of you. You're absolutely right. Right on the ball on everything. And what's funny is that it's something that sometimes, you know, if you're doing shows, whether it's this type of show or whatever type of show you're doing, sometimes you get certain people that try to push a button and try to get a response. And sometimes it works, sometimes it don't, but they want to get a response. That's their goal, to get something.
I know, but you know what, James? You know I never say anything on social media.
Absolutely, you don't. No, absolutely, but I understand why you say what you say. You're absolutely right. I totally agree with you, by the way. And my thing
does
is...
Does that person have a radio show, or does he just have a microphone and his picture in front of his face?
That I do not know. I do know that he likes to make it, he puts himself out there. I don't know if he has a show, to be honest with you.
Ah.
I'm just saying, but shout out to, let me do a shout out real quick, Sweet Pea and Johnny, and also Alana. I read all those tweets she did.
Yeah, Alana was not happy.
She did glance
at me. Yeah, yes, Alana was not happy.
That's why I love her. That's why I love her.
I kind of feel like I should just like throw out a tweet and tell the stupid idiot to go back and listen to the show, so that way he can put a freaking cock in his ass and shut the fuck up. And scream like a little biatch that he is.
Plus,
I mean, seriously.
And plus, you need to promote the show anyway, so it's perfect. So it's perfect. It's a win-win situation. And I noticed he's not the only one, because even today, I'm not going to say no names. I know the name of this person.
Yeah,
that was on
I'm not.
But there was this one particular person today who kept asking the same question. And you answered it twice, and yet he still, it was a he or she, I don't know for sure, to be honest with you, and still asked the same question. Now, my thinking is, asking you ladies, because I know you probably go through this, unfortunately, too many times, do you think it's because they just want that instant gratification that you notice them?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep, yeah. Yes. It's like the 5 minutes of fame, because you only have 100 and some followers, and you want the 5 minutes of fame to where you... But honestly, this is where I'm going to say it again. It's like all this racist shit is going out all over the country, okay?
Yeah.
And when you're sitting there, when you have the nerve, seriously, to sit there and, like, slam white women, which, you know, yeah, my color of my skin is white, but I'm not, you know, internally white with everything I have that's been pushed into my body from all my genetics all over. But when you're that stupid enough to sit there and slam women of another color, like, seriously, that's stupid to slam. You don't know anything about us.
Exactly.
And say all these things, and you want us to turn around and attack you on social media? Guess what, Mother Trucker? You're looking for your 5 minutes of fame with your 100 and some or 200 and some followers. Are you freaking kidding me? That's how you think you're going to build followers? This is how you think that you're going to build up social media?
Yeah.
Social media is supposed to be positive. We're supposed to be positive people. We're not supposed to be acting like ISIS and wanting to cut off heads and, like, demean white people and black people. And, like, are you fucking kidding me? I thought we were all born from the same, like just because we came out of different colored vaginas doesn't mean anything. Hello? We're still humans, mother truckers.
Exactly.
Gosh.
I was about to say that. And the thing about it is that like you said, and Sage Montez said it earlier, you know, it, just because they don't talk about it, it doesn't mean they don't think about it. Or they just don't care to speak about it because their Twitter or their Facebook or Instagram or whatever social media they use, it's about business. You know, it's about promotion. You know, you got to get your, you know, reality check here. Seriously. It's like,
no, but what is people, this person? What is this person? Like, does he have a radio show? Is he on a radio show?
I don't know, but just, I think you hit it on the head. I think you hit on the head because he wants a reaction. And his wrong, two wrongs don't make a right. Because you don't assume because they don't talk about it that they're racist or they're scared to talk about it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's wrong. That's wrong. You have a right
I'm
to
not,
speak your mind, but you don't have
everybody
right
out there,
to
I'm gonna,
disencourage people like that.
I'm going to make it clear right
about.
Now to everybody out there in Dollhouse Radio Land. I am 44 years old. I am the mother of a half-black child. If y'all hate me now, then send me your hate mail. You can send it to bricksrecipes@gmail.com. Just saying. Just saying.
Love
if
it.
You hate
it.
Me, hate me. Watch
I
out.
Love it.
I might show up in your front yard with a bunch of black flags. I might burn them because I'm racist over black people. Are you fucking kidding me? Come on. The only thing I'm
so
racist
stupid.
Over, no, I'm going to tell you right now, the only thing I'm racist over is our stupid fucking government because they're all stupid. They're all imagining things that aren't going on. They're living in fairyland.
Absolutely. And let me say this. And let me say this real quickly. And I've said this on my show before. What's going on right now is bigger than race. I'm just saying. It's bigger.
Thank you very much.
Than that. If people
Thank
have a
you.
Brain and read between the lines, it's bigger than that. Trust me. That's all I got to say.
And I will say that I did not want this day webcamming with Sage and Sammy to be about race at all, but I was so pissed off, and James, you knew this afternoon. I was so pissed off. I'm like, this mother trucker, she doesn't even know me. Like, he has no clue. My husband is white. He is so white. He has, like, red, like facial hair. Like, but my daughter is half black. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, who judges? Like,
we're all, dude. Guess what?
This dude is stupid.
We're all a mixed bag of nuts somehow. You okay?
Yeah.
You know I am.
Exactly. I'm Puerto Rican, and I have Apache Indian in my background, okay?
Right.
So let's calm down. We're all fucking human. The last time I heard from somebody famous, I think it was Carrie Fisher, it's all pink inside, okay? So let's keep it down, okay? All right, so let's relax.
You're funny. Oh my gosh. So just to let you guys know, we have a yummy webcam model coming on next Thursday. Her name is Cameron Sky. She's a cute little blonde, blue-eyed girl. I think her eyes are blue. I hope they're blue. Maybe I didn't stare too hard, but I thought they were. But she's sexy as fuck, and I'll have everything posted up on Monday for our next Thursday show. So to get away from the tainted conversation from stupid people that shouldn't have been tweeting stupid things, I want to give Miss Sage Montana. I want to give her the floor. I want her to have the floor and give her all her shout out. Let her give all her shout outs to all our fabulous people out here listening.
Well, I want to give a really big thanks to everyone who's been patient with me during this beginning stages of my pregnancy, because it's not easy to cam while pregnant. And a big ups to all the ladies who have already done it. I have a lot of respect for you. So if you're into pregnant bellies, come check me out at sagemontana.cammodels.com or on Twitter at SageMontana1, and you can always check my Instagram at SageInVegas.
And James, since you're still online, don't you agree that Sage needs to be on Periscope?
Well, absolutely, if she feels comfortable doing it, you know. Certain,
no,
you know,
she
I'm
just needs thinking. To be.
I just
she
need to do it.
You need to do it. Sage is so
I would
much
definitely
fun.
Follow.
Oh, my gosh. You don't have to get naked or anything. It's the most against the rules. Like,
no,
you
no,
just
no,
talk.
No.
You have to. Sage.
I don't know how to do stuff with my tits are tucked away.
Sage, you can totally be periscoping. You could be periscoping the studio, like with
that's
the girls are naked.
The studio.
Yeah, you can make more. You can bring in more cameras.
Do it, Sage.
You're right.
Do
you're
it.
Right. You're
right. Great
promotion.
Do it, Sage.
Do it.
Okay, everybody listening. I'm just telling Sage right now that she needs to periscope her freaking studio in Vegas. I'm just
well,
saying.
Awesome.
She needs
that'd
to fucking
awesome.
Do it. Seriously.
Awesome.
It would be awesome.
Dope.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, you guys, I love y'all, but I need to get my ass ready. I need to wash my toys. Cause I'm gonna hop on cam here for about, an hour and a half. And I have to pee really bad. So I love you guys. So I'm going to give you my quick shout out. Hey, there's nothing wrong with being honest, right? I got to pee.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Well, especially me. Nature calls. I understand. Go ahead.
Right? So I'm going to give a quick shout out to my boy James that just came in, James Acevedo. He has his show tomorrow from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern. Come on, tell me, who's your special guest you have coming on tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow, how ironic. My guest will be porn star himself, Prince Joshua, will be calling.
Yes. Mr. Sexy Prince will be on tomorrow.
The ball-headed beast will be on at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, noon Pacific Standard Time. Yes, it's going to be awesome. He's a cool-ass dude.
He's a beast. Seriously. He's a freaking
beast.
Trust me. I know.
Yes.
Physically, I know. I ventured that, that didn't work out so well. We had to change things up. So.
Ooh, I got to bring that up. Ooh, thank you for the info. I got to bring that up in the show tomorrow.
Yeah, that did not work out so well.
His famous 145, his famous 150. He 150, isn't it? The name of his... position? Yeah.
I don't.
Okay.
Oh, I don't. Was it?
Yeah,
oh my gosh!
Do
you know the name of the scene?
No, I know his fame. He has that trademarked. He actually has that move trademarked.
Oh no,
that.
I don't know that. Oh, I thought you meant the actual scene that I shot with him. I'm
no,
like, oh,
no,
I don't
but
know.
I will look it up. But I will look it up. See if I find it.
Yeah, you have to let me know because I don't even know the name of that scene.
I'll
that one.
Up.
Okay. Oh my gosh,
but,
we totally took webcamming with Sammy and Sage to another level. James, you're absolutely amazing. We love
well,
you.
Thank you
so much, baby
thank
doll.
Thank you. Thank you, and thank you, Sage Montana. I love both of you. And Sage, I hope your pregnancy goes well throughout the next few months.
It will.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
No problem.
Yeah.
Ladies, internet.
It has to go well. That's my little nephew in there. That's mine.
Yes.
All right, everybody, you can follow me on Twitter at SammyBrick69. You can also follow me on Instagram, Sammy_Brick69. And also check out my periscopes. I just did one a little bit before we logged on to Dollhouse Radio Live. And you will catch us here live next Thursday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern with Miss Cameron Sky. We will actually have a guest on next Thursday. And our August books are completely booked up with yummy guests that will be coming. And did I say coming? Coming your way. And I will also be on webcam here in about 20 minutes. And you'll find me live on StreamAid, Sammy_Brooks.cammodels.com. And me and Sage Montana. I love my little mama. She's absolutely fabulous. I love you so flipping much. Next Thursday, we will have so much more coming live to you right here on Dollhouse Radio. So you guys stay tuned. On that note, we are going to have Takara C taking us out with I'm Out, Bitches. Well, no, it's not called I'm Out, Bitches. I just say I'm Out, Bitches.
No, bitches.
Right? But Takara is I'm out. All right. I love you, Sage, honey. I will talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Bye, honey, bunny.
Hey, you need to be sleeping with me, shouting.
I'll let your boy.
Come get with Young Dro.
Best thing smoking.
Hey, Dro, you know I ride all kind of paint. Okay. When you look in my pocket, you'll think you at the bank. Irene Chris, so you know that thing stain. Bright diamonds on my nigga, make your eye look like a chain. I tell you what I think, you wanna ride with a killer. Your girl jacking, but pimpin' do not wanna hit her. I'm trying to slip you off, finish it.